Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. As I turn down the cacophonic shock hitting me in the head from being turned up too high. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You set it up at home on your computer. But it's coming to your mobile phone, and it's coming via text. It's not an application. So it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. And with this, everything that you've got going on during the day, you can plan it. You can set it up. But what cuts Civil Dispatch out from the rest of the herd is what they do for you, unbidden, and based purely on your locale. They're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly plan for, that you can't even imagine. Flash flood, earthquake, terrorist attack, flight veering off course. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Next hour, we will be joined by Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker from Texas Law Shield. Find out what they've been up to. And I wanted to, I put this out last night in the, it wasn't really a podcast, it was a microcast to explain what's going on with the podcast, but there's going to be, next Tuesday, I'm going to be joined again by John Stankiewicz. Good morning, Grit. I'm going to be joined by John Stankiewicz from Battle Comp, and we're going to have a Battle Comp / Lock and Load joint promotion where you can get a Battle Comp 1.0 with the Lock and Load logo on the bottom of it, direct from Battle Comp, if you make a contribution to the Brian Terry Foundation, which will be tax deductible. So you won't really be buying anything. The amount of the contribution has yet to be determined. It is going to be a percentage, a good percentage point, well below the normal price of the Battle Comp. But this way you can be supporting the family of Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent who was killed with Fast and Furious guns, and get a Battle Comp out of it, too. So, and, this is going to be a very limited run. It was John's idea to put my logo on the bottom of it. Of course, I think it'll probably be a limited run of about 20. So that means I'll want about 19 of them. That'll leave one. I'm only kidding. I'm only going to need 15 of them. Anyway, we'll talk about that more in depth next week on Tuesday. The nominee for Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, 36 years old. Far as I can tell, never practiced medicine. British born, and from the last report that I heard...
It appears that his rabid anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment leaning is based on watching Saturday morning cartoons as a child. This is coming out of Fox News. President Barack Obama's nominee to serve as the U.S. Surgeon General, a 36-year-old physician who has attracted criticism for his anti-gun advocacy, complained to a newspaper in 1994 that society's preoccupation with firearms comes from fiery gun battles on Saturday morning cartoons. Dr. Vivek Murthy, who founded Doctors for Obama in 2008, a group that later changed its name to Doctors for America, was a graduating high school senior at the time, one of several valedictorians at the Miami Herald interview. Vivek Murthy, 16, of Palmetto High, takes television cartoons to task for the growing problem of kids and violence. Murthy said back then, "Today a typical elementary student wakes up on Saturday mornings to fiery gun battles, explosive scenes of terror, and the violent decimation of the bad guy. All this in a children's cartoon. With such destructive influence, society's preoccupation with firearms and brutal methods of conflict resolution is no surprise." Oh, gosh. He's blaming... And let me tell you, I've watched, you know, when I was growing up, every new season of the cartoon season, they would have a premiere of it like the Friday night before. And everybody I knew when I was watching cartoons, and I don't know what age group I was, but we'd be watching that to see the cartoons and to see the, it was like Christmas Eve. And we'd see the new season coming on. Of course, Saturday morning, we would get up and wipe everything out of our face and everything, get up, watch these cartoons. And I don't remember seeing any sucking chest wounds on those cartoons. When Daffy Duck got shot in the face with a shotgun, his bill just spun around his face. And then he took it and put it, you know, forward, straight out from between his eyes. I realize that, I actually enjoy this part of my background. You know, I used to watch the Three Stooges and all these things, and they are considered so politically incorrect now. And this guy, 36 years old, he's going to be the Surgeon General of the United States. Because Harry Reid set this up. He's invoked the nuclear option. So he's going to be the Surgeon General of the United States, and... One, he's never practiced medicine. Shouldn't that be a prerequisite? But you know what he has practiced? He's practiced gun control. That's what he's practiced. I would love to know what he would do if I brought somebody to him and said, this kid needs stitches. Is he going to refer him? His problem is with Elmer Fudd. We deserve better. We really do. I keep wondering, what's that cathartic moment going to be? When's it going to be enough? When is everybody going to stand up and say, no? This is as good a time as any. You got the Mickey Mouse president nominating for Surgeon General, someone who has never sat in a doctor's office, who's never used a tongue depressor, who's never used, except possibly in his training. I understand he's quite bright, although completely out of touch, apparently. When you're going to, you know, when you're going to have somebody nominate into a field that's in a cabinet position, it's always been my idea that maybe you find an expert in that field. Maybe a competent doctor would do well in this, a competent surgeon, perhaps. But no... Vivek Murthy, he's out there saying, well, you know, guns are really a health issue, aren't they? Only, Vivek, if you're shot by one. And you don't get to read, you know, it has nothing to do with what you think it is. And it has nothing to do with what Barack Obama thinks it is. It's sitting in a fence It's sitting inside an enclosure with the other nine original Bill of Rights that are simply acknowledgments of something I was born with, and you can't legislate it away. You can try. I'm sure you're going to. You can't regulate it away. You can try. I'm sure you're going to. But in the end, you lose. And that's just the end result. And you don't even know that, do you? Smacks of Elena Kagan when she was put into the Supreme Court. Never had sat on a bench. Well, maybe outside. When we get back, we're going to talk about a home invasion on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Took yesterday off because I thought that I was going to have a whole lot of audio to to edit. I'm going to borrow a phrase from Fred Newcomb at PNW Arms. The engineers at Republic Broadcast Network are like these 12-pound brain guys, and they've had some issues with the the archives, and I use the audio from the archives because what I'm sending right now to my man Magnum doesn't sound nearly as good as what you're hearing. He takes it and combs it. He treats the sound like a piece of Kobe beef. So when it gets to you, it sounds much better. And I like to pull that audio down and use that for the podcast. And, well, there's been some issues with it. So the 12-pound brain guys have been working on that. And I thought I would have a lot of that to do yesterday, which didn't quite work out the way it was going to. But it is coming along, and we will get it. We'll get it resolved in due time. I love it when a family reacts this way. Love it. And, you know, especially when the person they're talking about is a dead alleged criminal. Now, authorities this past Monday said Ronald Green, 66, was watching TV when he was startled by the sound of his front door being kicked open. Ramon R. Matlock entered the home. Green ran to a bedroom to retrieve a revolver. Mr. Matlock swung at Mr. Green, and Green fired a shot into Matlock's chest and another into his lower back, authorities said. Authorities said Matlock ran out of the door, but only got as far as the front yard. The Omaha Fire Department pronounced Matlock dead at the scene. That's not nothing to laugh about. I'm not laughing about it now. I'm laughing about what's coming. Because Matlock's family says there must have been some sort of misunderstanding. They're saying what happened had to be a mistake. His family claims that perhaps the teen had been drinking and was confused and thought he was at his aunt's house. Now, I have one son I'm putting through college, and I have another son who's married and out of the house. And if that son or my daughter-in-law, my lovely daughter-in-law, or my lovely grandchild, although she'd probably get away with a whole lot of stuff, that grandbaby, but if they kick the door open, that's not a normal way for anybody, I don't care if they're family, to enter your house. It really isn't. So I guess young Mr. Matlock, presumably, when he would go to see his relatives, would, you know, kick the door open and start swinging at them. Especially if they retreat to their bedroom first. Now, unfortunately, young Mr. Matlock was known in the neighborhood, and not for hugging people. He ruled Ramon's entry a home invasion, his swing at the homeowner, a deadly force attack justifying the use of deadly force. And no charges are going to be filed. It was a mistake. I saw where Adam Lanza's dad told everybody out there, in an interview, told everybody that he wished he had never been born. And to me, that's refreshingly. I'm sure he still loved Adam Lanza. I'm sure Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were interviewed many, many times. And yes, they loved their son. They didn't particularly care very much at all for what he had done. But he was still their son. But they admitted what he had done. Lanza's father has admitted what he's done. If I were in that position, I would have to admit what they had done. Now, that doesn't make me love them any less. I will constantly, you know, that's when a parent sits back and shakes their head and says, what did I miss? Where did I go wrong? But to get out there and say it was a mistake, he wasn't really doing a home invasion, especially with a known little thug running around the neighborhood. And this is an unfortunate reality of life today. If you're going to do that, if that's going to be your livelihood, then one of the occupational hazards I have is that my equipment might become obsolete and not work as well, or I might wake up with laryngitis. That's an occupational hazard. an occupational hazard for home invasions has to be being perforated by lead. That's the only thing it can be. Even against these people that are out there saying, we need to have a duty to retreat. We need to get rid of all of this stand your ground nonsense. What I'm about to tell you about, get the Tylenol out. Okay, get the Tylenol out. This coming out of Oklahoma. The Oklahoma County Bomb Squad was busy at Hera Middle School Monday morning after a student brought bullets to class. Now, mind you, I'm saying bullets. I'm talking about the projectile, the piece of metal, the lead, the jacketed piece of inert matter. He brought three of them. He did not bring a gun, but it was one bullet in particular that caught the attention of the school district's safety director. It was a 50 caliber bullet. Incredibly, adults freaked out when they saw it. Now, supposedly, the school safety director is a former Marine and former police officer. And the 50 caliber BMG is a large projectile. Without the casing and the primer and the powder, of course, it is a paperweight. It's a paperweight. But there was a problem with this because it wasn't actually a 50 caliber bullet. The former Marine and former police officer had made a mistake. And, you know, you should presumably know this if you're one of these people. What he actually brought was a 20-millimeter Vulcan practice slug. No, it was not a loaded cartridge, Farmer. Now, the 20-millimeter Vulcan is a very big boy, and it's not really something that you want to be shot with. But it's a practice round, and practice rounds in the bigger guns, what they do is they color-code them. That way you don't inadvertently load the wrong thing when you're practicing. Because the 20-millimeter round is a very expensive round. Some of them are depleted uranium. That's not something you want to practice with just because of the expense. The practice rounds are normally blue. Blue indicates that that is a non-explosive training round. You can buy these for $3.99. Just the round itself, no brass, no case, you know, no powder. Then they went to a local gun store to get their expert opinion on this, and this is where it really messes with my head. They went to a gun store called Locked and Loaded, and they were told it wouldn't have caused any harm because it wasn't connected to the gunpowder chamber. Really? We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Magnum, can you give me a hair of gain only on the automation? I don't even know if you can do that. I may be asking for the wrong thing. I don't know. Coming from the desk of Tom Givens, he's an instructor at the Shooting Channel. Well, he's an instructor that has a show on the Shooting Channel. And he points out something that I never really have thought of before. He discusses a recent incident in which a police officer was killed. He was shot in his dominant right arm. He was still conscious. He was still trying to fight back, but he was unable to reload his empty handgun with his non-dominant hand only and was executed by his assailant. And the question here is, the question here is about backup guns. Okay, you know, if you're carrying a Glock 19, maybe carry a Glock 26. Or if you're carrying anything, maybe you're carrying a smaller revolver or something. Now, why would you need a backup gun? Well, being shot in your dominant arm and not being able to reload your semi-automatic handgun is a pretty good reason just to begin with, okay? The other thing is that even with your most hardy of weapons, they are subject to everything from a simple malfunction to a catastrophic failure Even Glocks. Some people who carry a big primary gun don't feel the need to carry a backup gun. Now, I'm going to rethink this, though, because for my for my backup guns, I've always worn them on my strong side. And I think now I'm going to start wearing them on my weak side. Just in the off chance. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to angle them to where if I straight up and down, maybe somewhere on my, let's see, what position would that be? 8 o'clock, on my 8 o'clock position on my hip. And maybe if I have to, if I have to reach for it with my right hand, I'll be able to reach around behind my back and grab hold of it. A backup gun is, I know certain people carry them. Most people think about carrying them on an ankle holster, which I have an ankle holster for a Glock 26. Now, that's sort of a, you got to wear like, you got to go back to the 70s to hide that with an ankle holster. It's a pretty big gun. Unless you wear it sort of low and your pants are really long. And then if you're wearing it low, then you have the possibility of sitting down at a chair and then revealing your gun because your pants will play up a little bit. 38 Special, that's always a good choice as a backup, except for its capacity. But I do have a Smith & Wesson bodyguard with a laser that I don't ever use, but it came with it, and it's lightweight. Pretty easy to hide out. When you stick it on a belt slide holster, it vanishes underneath the shirt. Although, he refers to them as a bug, a backup gun. And he also refers to, his recommendation is either carry a bug or be bugged. And as in, the second bug is being ungunned. Now, the thing about most of the guns I carry are polymer, for the most part. Although, beside me right now, I do have a very nice SIG 226, all steel. With most of these polymer guns, if something goes wrong with them, they're not even a good club. They're not even a good bludgeon. So you want to have something you can go to, and I have really rethought this, and if you're out there and you haven't thought about it this way, please. Now see, the Corzo in here, he's got, see, the new thing is appendix carry. And I'll tell you why I don't appendix carry the Corzo. That's because I'm fat right now. I'm working on it. I'm trying to work it out. I'm every time, because I'm older and everything else, I have a tendency to get hurt. But, yes, the appendix position is an excellent position simply because, one, it's the fastest draw you can find. I've seen some of these guys that do practice with appendix, that do carry appendix. And no matter what they're carrying, no matter where they've got it on the front, whether it's left or right, when they draw, it is quick. And it is the best of both worlds because you're sweeping nothing when that muzzle comes up except what is dead set in front of you. It is the epitome of the safest way to carry a gun. There are some people that say, I feel a little nervous about putting my weapon down the front of my pants. They have a whole host of hard-sided holsters now. The G-Code Incog. Raven makes a set of them. Griffin Industries makes a set of them. Kydex holsters that hold their shape that you can just stick the gun back into without having to fiddle with it. They work very well. And if you're going to carry that way, how do you carry, DeCorzo? Do you carry appendix carry? See, I want to carry appendix carry. That's one of the reasons I'm trying to lose weight. But the other reason is because it is just so fast. It is just so fast. It's economy of motion. And that would be a great place to carry a backup gun, is appendix carry. And he does rightfully point out that on either side it is accessible with as much ease with either hand. However, my backup gun I'm going to start carrying is not going to be my Glock 26, and it is not going to be my my little Smith & Wesson bodyguard. Oh, no. I'm going to go the way of the car, the K-A-H-R. I think as a matter of just simple... There's two things I need out of a gun. One, I need to be able to fire it and it not beat me to death. Two, it needs to be of a caliber that I can get the right kind of ammo and it's going to work when it's putting down a predator such as a human predator. And three, I need to get my whole hand on it. I don't want my pinky hanging off the end of it. That just doesn't feel good to me. Some of these guns, like the Glock 26, where it doesn't work, they make these extensions that you can put on there. But whatever you're going to pick for the backup gun, pick something that you can carry and then start carrying it. And there's a couple of other considerations to consider with this too. Most people who are carrying guns today are carrying them inside the waistband. So if you're going to carry two guns inside the waistband, don't buy your size. Buy two or three sizes up. Okay? Because there's nothing quite like carrying a gun with your size of pants on, and say you're carrying a, well, like the SIG. The SIG, the top of the slide, the SIG is thick. And that pressing against you and pulling against that belt and everything, it cuts you in half. But the backup gun is going to be one of the things that I am going to cultivate. And I think it's going to be a car. Simply from the... They have an excellent reputation. They're not that expensive. I've never owned one. Larry Pratt carries one everywhere he goes. Everywhere he goes. Probably get the CM9 or the PM9. And then guess what that means? That means that when you go and train, now you have to train from drawing your primary weapon from inside the waistband, whether it's under a shirt or jacket or whatever. And you often so have to train pulling, snatching that backup gun out of there and getting it into a firing position. It just never ends, does it? Will I ever have a day where I say that that you shouldn't do this or that or the other? No. It's an ongoing thing. It's a martial art, folks. It's a martial art. It's a perishable skill. And your survival may be dependent on it one day. And if you get proficient at it and you never use it, big deal. Look at all the fun you had getting there. But any gun that you're going to own, any gun you're going to carry, at any given time, they could break. Okay. When we get back, we're going to talk about guns going into businesses on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Try to relax when my church runs me out of town.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, It's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
As we get ready to close this hour out on a Monday, listen to me, on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming up next hour will be Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington from Texas Law Shield. NRA took a look at themselves and said, we need to redefine our image a little bit. So they hired these young, hip commentators. Now, I know one of them, Colleone Noir. And Colleone would be the first to tell you, well, okay, yeah, I get paid by them, but I do my own thing. Another one of them, is Dom Rasso. And Dom is a former Navy SEAL, and that's how they introduce him. Hi there, I'm Dom Rasso, former Navy SEAL. Now, the problem I have with it is that Dom had this SWAT guy on from some municipality in New Jersey, where the SWAT guy said, you know, as they keep on doing all of this gun control stuff, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be arresting regular people. Pretty innocuous, right? When he was saying that, I was saying, well, wait a minute now, you're telegraphing to me your belief that this law would be unconstitutional if it comes down, and yet you're saying you're going to carry it out. Okay? It's not enough for me for a police officer to look at me and say, I don't agree with it. I'm not going to carry it out. Okay, does that mean you're just going to step back and let everybody walk by and carry it out anyway? That's my question. That's my only question. So with Dom, former Navy SEAL and all, him parading this baby Huey out to tell me, yeah, I'm going to follow my orders. For me, I'm just sitting back saying, okay, all right, good to know. Now, businesses, and we should look at businesses. This is a point he makes. I agree with this point, despite the fact that I disagree with some of the other things he brings up. But this point is correct. As gun owners, when we go to a place, and like in my state, it has to have a sign prohibiting guns. And it has to be the proper signage. It can't be just a... It can't be a Mickey Mouse sign. It has to be a certain of a certain dimension, placed in a certain place. Slash has to be in the right place. It has to be the right gun silhouette. They just can't make it up as a gun. But having said that, when you go into a place that doesn't have that, that means one or two things. It does not, by default, however, mean that they are pro-gun. It either means that they aren't interested enough in it to pay any attention, or maybe that they're pro-gun. But these are the businesses we should be frequenting, because in those places, we can walk in there in compliance with the law, unconstitutional as it may be, and we're not fishing a barrel anymore. And let's look at these businesses that would put these signs up. Now, let's look at Florida. Since 1987, Florida has issued 2.5 million concealed carry permits, of which only 168 people have committed firearms crimes. That's 0.00672% of the total amount issued. 0.00672%. The people who are going to look at the gun-free zone sticker and abide by it are your law-abiding permit holders. They are not the criminals. Criminals will look at it and say, well, I won't have to worry about any civvies pulling one while I'm emptying the register. But when a business puts one of these signs up, he is effectively shutting out the most law-abiding people. And this is where you got to ask yourself a question. First of all, it is humiliating to have a concealed carry permit. Wouldn't you agree with that? But since it is the way it is right now, and I can't find anybody that really seems to want to push back on that too much. I know people who don't observe it, who carry guns anyway, and I'm not going to mention who they are because none of my business. But these are the people that have been vetted through the process, through the system, and they are turned away. And we have to ask ourselves questions about these businesses. there's probably 10 million of us now. Because concealed carry is exploding. And they keep using the static number, 8 million. And at the same time, I say, concealed carry is exploding. But the number never, it doesn't even increase one. It's always 8 million. Most of the people that will go out and get a concealed carry permit will train to a certain degree. Maybe even if it's just going to the range once a month. Because they take that seriously. It's not a game to them. So if you come upon a business that has a gun-free zone sign on it, you have to look at... You need to sit back, cross your arms, rock on your heels for a minute and say, this is a business that thinks that I and millions like me are the core problem behind crime. Even though in Florida it's 0.00672% that ever use their guns. Since 1987, 168 of them since 1987. It's nearly 20 years now, 168. So what's that? That's 8 point something per year, 20 years. Most of the people I know that carry guns, and now I actually train with these guys, when they go into a place and they see something, okay, they look around. They're on the lookout for somebody that might be preparing to do harm before they relax and settle down and have their latte or their burger or whatever they're going to enjoy. None of them ever sitting down about to enjoy a beer. And that was before, you know, we just got a law in South Carolina where we can carry into a place that serves beer. But even the ones that would go in there that were carrying the gun, but they left it outside in the car because they served beer, would not imbibe beer because the gun was off of them, because they planned on putting it back on once they left the gun-free zone. But to you business owners out there that want to make your business a gun-free zone, why do you want to keep people like me out of your store or business? I'm the one, because of my purely the makeup of my character, if I see a box of Pringles on the floor, I'm going to probably pick it up so it doesn't get kicked down the aisle. I'm the one that's going to hold the door for the elderly customer, somebody coming in with a baby stroller and a baby on her arm. I'm the one that's going to ask politely, will you help me? Why would you feel it incumbent upon yourself and your own set of beliefs, since you're after my almighty dollar, that despite all that, despite you seeking my business in every other way, you're going to limit my capacity to defend myself, maybe some of your customers, and maybe you? Getting out these signs and sticking them up stops nothing, solves nothing. And for somebody like me, who is not going to be disarmed, purely, you're not only turning me away from your door, you're turning away my unspoken offer of being there if you need me in that darkest moment. Let's go into the next hour. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.